I invite you to turn with us to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. Exodus chapter number 3. In Exodus, the third chapter, I'll start at the first verse, and we'll only read down through verse number 6. But it says how Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord said, all that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not thy hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. That is reading the first 6 verses from Exodus chapter number 3, that which the Lord has impressed on my heart for our thinking today. As I look at this passage, I wonder today if there might be somebody listening to me that you might feel as though you could identify with this man named Moses. Now that might sound a little odd to you today, and you might think that sounds a little strange. But I think about where Moses was, and I think about where some of us could be today in our own lives. I read again what it says In 1st number 1, it says how Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Moses, who had so much promise in his life, Moses, who had been groomed for greatness in Egypt, Moses had taken matters in his own hands. He had seen one of his old Hebrew brethren being hurt by an Egyptian, and he took matters in his old hands and slew the Egyptian, hit him in the sand. But when word got back to Pharaoh what he did, Moses fled for his life. And now for 40 years had hidden away, and now was on the backside of the desert, feeding the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro, forgotten by everyone, and no doubt felt like he was probably forgotten by God. That's where I wonder if maybe somebody may feel like they could identify with Moses. Because there are times in our lives that we all may feel like, God, have you forgotten where I'm at? God, have you forgotten what I am going through in my life? God, have you forgotten about me in my desert situation and what I am dealing with in my life and my heart? There are some people like Moses that maybe they have somewhere made a mistake in their life, that they're living with the consequences of it, feeling like that they are now of no use to God or anyone else, that they have been forgotten about God, by God, and God will never use them again. There are people, no doubt, that have been faithful to God down through the years, but are now dealing with a sickness or a situation in their life that they can't fix or change. And they wonder, God, have you forgotten where I'm at? God, have you forgotten about me. And I'm on the backside of my desert situation, stuck living day after day, week after week, going through the same old things. That's where Moses was. But I just want to tell you today that if that may be where you are, this story has words of encouragement for your life. I'd like to preach today, if I can, about meeting God in unexpected places. Meeting God in unexpected places. Because I believe that there are times in our lives that God will show up in our life suddenly at unexpected times and at unexpected situations in our lives and do an amazing work for our life and for our heart. That'll change everything for our heart. So for a few moments, I want to look at the story in Moses' life about meeting God in unexpected places. I want to say first of all that if we're going to meet him in unexpected places, that there must be a willingness to see God in the ordinary. There must be a willingness to see God in the ordinary. I wanted you to realize that on this particular day for Moses, that it was just an ordinary day. It was, I guarantee you, a day like every other day. It was a day that was like no other day on the backside of the desert. A day that Moses was just tending sheep. I've never tended sheep. I don't know what it would be like to be a shepherd. But in my mind, I would expect it to be a pretty boring thing. I would expect it to be just an ordinary thing to watch sheep. I mean, just day after day after day to see those sheep. But on this particular day, something extraordinary happened in Moses' life. But Moses had to be willing to see God in the ordinary. I noticed that it says that on this day, that as he was out on the backside of the desert, it says that an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. In verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Moses was willing to turn aside and see why the bush was not burned. I want you to understand that Moses was willing to see this sign. He was willing to turn aside. But there is something that happens in this that I want you to notice. First of all, I want you to realize that God knew exactly where Moses was at. God knew exactly where he was at. That reminds or tells me something today, that God knows exactly where you and I are. That you might feel yourself today on the backside of some desert. That you might feel forgotten. That you might feel like that you are somewhere forgotten in some disappointment, in some loneliness, in some situation that seems to have no end. You may feel as though everybody is moving on in their life, but you are stuck in the ordinary backside of your desert, forgotten and left out. But God knows exactly where you are. I want to tell you something today that encourages my heart. That God always knows where you are and where I am. You may feel like this morning that everybody else is going on with their life and you're stuck right where you are. That everybody else, their life is just moving on. But you're stuck in your burden. You're stuck in your trial. You're stuck in your difficulty. You're stuck in your sickness. You're stuck right where you are. But I want to tell you, God knows where you're at. He knows exactly right where you are. Sometimes we feel as though God has forgotten all about us. But he knows where you're at. Moses, no doubt, had been on the backside of the desert for all those years. I wonder how many times he thought about all those people he knew down in Egypt. And he probably thought, you know, they're carrying on down there without me. And they probably forgot all about me. And here I am, stuck with these old stinky sheep on the backside of the desert. And they're going on with their life. But I want to take God knew right where he was at. The whole time. God knows right where you are. He knows where you're at today. He has not forgotten about you. But not only do I see that in this text, but I realize that God often comes to you when you least expect it. I guarantee you that on that day, Moses wasn't thinking about God coming to where he was at. I guarantee you that Moses' last thought when he got up that day, guarantee it was not that God may show up today. But God had a plan that on that day, I'm going to show up for Moses today. God will often come into our life, step into our situation, step into our desert when we least expect it. I want to tell you, when God does, he'll step right into the routine of our life and change everything. You know, God, sometimes we get the idea that the only place and the only time that God can show up and help us is right here in this setting. And I'm glad that he does. I thank God for the times that he has shown up right here in the house of the Lord and helped me. But I want to tell you, he don't always have to do it right here. I thank God for those times that in the ordinary events of my life, that God has shown up and spoken to my heart and done a work in my life. I want to tell you, he can take an ordinary day at the office and make it extraordinary. He can take an ordinary day of doing yard work or housework and do an extraordinary work in your life. He can step into your life while you're riding down the road and do an amazing thing in your life. I thank God that he can do that. Just in the ordinary of your life. But you've got to have a willingness to see him in the ordinary. You've got to have a willingness to have an openness to his heart, or of your heart to his life, working in your life. You've got to have a willingness to see him as he speaks to you in your life. I think about two of them on the road to Emmaus, that they were walking down the road and their hearts were so heavy. And the Lord joined up with them, began to talk to them, began to walk with them. And he just turned an ordinary experience into extraordinary things. I'm glad he can do that in our lives and in our hearts. God, I have a willingness to see God in the ordinary. But secondly, you've got to have a willingness to respond to God when He speaks. I see in verse 4 that when Moses turned aside, that God spoke to him out of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." It wasn't enough for Moses just to turn aside, but God spoke, and Moses had to respond. When God speaks to you, you've got to respond to Him. I want to tell you, there's some things God would like to talk to us about and say to us in our lives, to our hearts. We need to have a tenderness to His voice when He speaks to us. We need to have a willingness to hear what He says to our lives. Can I say this to you today? I'm afraid we let our lives get so busy with the voices of everything else that we hear that we never hear His voice. We get so wrapped up with everything else going on that God can't get our attention anymore. That God can... You say, "Preacher, I've never seen a burning bush." Sometimes I wonder if God set one on fire if it ever get our attention. We get so wrapped up in everything else, we never pause long enough to hear what He says. But when Moses stopped, God spoke. I want to stop long enough to hear what He has to say to me. Don't you? I want to stop long enough to hear what He speaks into my life, into my heart. You say, what happened when He stopped and God spoke? Moses learned a couple of things. For one thing, he learned that God knew him intimately. He said, "Moses, Moses. Moses, Moses." I want to take God knew him intimately. Isn't it a blessing that God knows us so well? I'm glad He knows my name. He knows who I am. He knows everything about me. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've ever caught it, but in verse 6, He says, "I am the God of thy father." Often God would say, "I'm the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." He didn't say that here. He said, "I'm the God of thy father." He said, "I'm the God of your father, Moses." I could put it like this, I think, and have what he's saying. All right. He's saying, "Moses, I know your daddy. Moses, I know your daddy. My dad died in 1998. And still every now and then I'll be somewhere and somebody I'll run up with that I'll get to talking to a preacher or somebody and they'll talk to me and they'll make a statement like this. They'll say, "You know, I remember your daddy." And immediately that makes a connection with me. Because they knew my daddy and I connect. That's what happens with Moses here. It makes a connection. He says, I'm the God of your father, thy father. I knew your daddy. I want to tell you, God knows us personally today. He knows everything about me. He knows my hurts. He knows my desires. He knows my burdens. He knows my cares. He knows the things that weigh heavy on my life. I want to tell you, folks, that may not do a whole lot for you, but that sure does a lot for me. To realize the God of heaven knows my name. He knows me. He knows everything about me. But he not only learned something about the knowledge of God, that God knew him personally, but he learned something about the holiness of God. Because God said, take your shoes off, Moses. You're on holy ground. He learned that God was somebody you just don't take carelessly and lightly. And he's holy. He's holy. I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. Time's getting away and I want to get to the last thought. We're living in a day that God's taken so carelessly and flippantly. People take him just so flippant. He's the big guy. He's the man upstairs. I want to tell you, he's God. He's holy. And he needs to be treated as holy today. But I want you to see the last one. There's got to be a willingness to trust God with our needs. There's got to be a willingness to trust God with our needs. You see, Moses and God get to talking, because God confronts Moses here at the burning bush, not just for the sake of talking, but he has something he wants Moses to do. And I want to tell you this, when God comes to where you are, there's something he has for you to do. There's something he wants to do in your life. He wants to use you in your situation. He wants to use you in your difficulty, in your trial, in what you're facing in your life. God may use you in your sickness, in your disease, in your dilemma, to be a blessing, to be a help, to be an encouragement to somebody else. God will use you. But Moses gets to talking to God. He's got a lot of questions. He says, God, you know, when I get down there, they're going to say, who sent you? What's his name? How am I going to handle the circumstance when I face Pharaoh? How's it all going to work? He says, God, I've got a lot of limitations. I don't have a good speech. How can I handle all that? Got a lot of questions, just like we often have. But God tells him something that kind of answers everything. God tells him in verse 14. He says to Moses, I am that I am. He says, Moses, you can handle it because I am. Can I tell you something today? You and I can handle everything we face in life because He's still the I Am. We can handle the burdens of our life because He's I Am. We can handle our trials. We can handle our valleys. We can handle our struggles. We can handle our difficulties. We can face our unknowns. We can face all that life puts on us because He's the I Am. Moses' greatest need was to know that the I Am was with him. And that's the same for you and I. That's the same for you and I. He's the one that knows us personally. He's the one that knows our faults and our fears. He knows our frustrations and our battles. He knows everything about us. But He says, you can trust me because I am. Because I am. There are some of you here today that you may feel that nothing good is going to come out of where you are. You may feel like that God has forgotten all about you. Some of you may even feel like God's finished with you. But He may be on the verge of using you in the greatest possible way for His glory and for His honor. Could I remind you that Moses was 80 years old at this point in his life? He probably was thinking, you know, I've spent the best part of my life. I'm on the back side of the desert. Everybody, including God, forgotten all about me. I'm done. I'm finished. But God says, oh no, Moses, you're just getting started. Because I am. Because I am. There may be somebody right here today, you may be feeling, you know, where I'm at and what I'm going through, I'm done. But God may be saying, oh no, I'm just getting ready to use you. You may be saying, I don't know that I can get through this, but God said, oh yeah, you will, because I am. You may be saying, God, I don't know that I can do anything now. God says, oh, watch me. Because I am. I am. I'm glad that God can meet you in some unexpected places. Turn everything around. Do a work in your life. And use you for His glory and for His honor. Those are just some things the Lord put on my heart. It may have been scattered. I feel like maybe it was. It may have been scattered. And it may not have done a thing for you. But boy, God sure helped me. I needed it. I needed it. Because I feel like at times I've been on the backside of the desert. I feel like at times that I thought, Lord, this thing's done for me. I'm at the end. But I'm glad God knew where I was at. And I'm glad he's come to where I was and God's spoken to my heart. And I'm glad he can still use you. Even when you feel like you're forgotten on the backside of the desert. I want them to come to the piano. God may have spoken to your heart today. There may be a need in your life. Maybe he's done something in your heart that you've needed today. That you need to pound an altar. Ask his help for your life. Maybe you felt forgotten. But God says, don't feel that way. I am. And if you'll let me, I'll use you. Just watch me. I'll use you again. Right where you are. I'll pick you up. I'll take you and I'll use you. Because I am. Let's stand. He's touched your heart. This altar's open. I invite you to come.